This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradasa Naike in Colombo today, aimed at bolstering the strategic and developmental partnership between the two neighbours. Addressing the joint press conference, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that President Desa Naike had chosen India for his first foreign visit, calling it a reflection of the deep and special ties between the two nations. The two leaders also discussed the long-standing fishermen issue and agreed to adopt a humanitarian approach.
हमने मछुआरों की आजीविका से जुड़े मुद्दों पर चर्चा की। हम सहमत हैं कि हमें इस मामले में एक मानवीय अप्रोच के साथ आगे बढ़ना चाहिए। हमने मछुआरों को तुरंत रिहा किया जाने और उनकी बोट्स को वापस भेजने पर भी बल दिया।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi received the Mitra Vibhushan Award from Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumaradasa Naike. Mr. Modi said it's an honor to 140 crore Indians and shows the historical relation and deep friendship between the people of the two countries. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the inauguration of the modernized state-of-the-art Pamban Bridge at Rameshwaram is a significant historical milestone in the history of the country. Interacting with media at the Chennai airport today, he said that this is the first vertical lift bridge constructed in sea water and is also an architectural marvel in the history of Tamil culture, ancient Tamil civilization and Tamil language. University Grants Commission, UGC, has decided to establish a standardized equivalence framework for students who completed their education abroad and want to integrate into India's higher education system or workforce. UGC in its notification stated that the Commission has developed a transparent, technology-driven mechanism for recognizing foreign qualifications from schools and higher educational institutes. UGC Chairman Mamidala Jagdesh Kumar said that this move is crucial given the National Education Policy 2020's vision of transforming India into a global study destination. Today is National Maritime Day, observed annually on 5th of April, to commemorate the maiden voyage of the SS Loyalty in 1919, a pivotal moment in India's shipping history. Recalling India's rich maritime heritage, Prime Minister Modi shared a video on social media, highlighting the role of the maritime sector in nation building. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal flagged off the Maritime Awareness Walkathon, commemorating the day in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Sonowal said, India's maritime sector is a key pillar of the nation's economy with a glorious history spanning several millennia.
युवा शक्ति महाशक्ति और आज एक मैरीटाइम नेशन होने के नाते हम लोगों ने महसूस की है हमें अलग अलग वर्टिकल पे कितना काम करनी है अगर दुनिया की सबसे शक्तिशाली मैरीटाइम नेशन के हिसाब से अपना पहचान बनाना है तो निश्चित रूप से आज की युवा को विशेष भूमिका पालन करना होगा
Global brokerages and economists have warned an impending U.S. recession after factoring in the impact of reciprocal tariffs announced by the Donald Trump administration. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company expect real GDP to contract under the weight of the tariffs, and for the full year they look for real GDP growth of -0.3%, down from 1.3% previously. The bank's chief U.S. economist, Michael Feroli, said that the forecast contraction in economic activity is expected to depress hiring and over time to lift the unemployment rate to 5.3%. In shooting, India's Sivkaur Samra has clinched gold in the women's 50 meters rifle three positions event at the ongoing ISSF World Cup at Buenos Aires in Argentina. Siv delivered a clinical performance in the final, winning her first World Cup gold with a score of 458.6. Germany's Anita Mangold won the silver with 455.3. On the other hand, Asian Games medalist shooter Chen Singh secured bronze in the men's event. And in IPL cricket, match between Delhi Capitals and Chennai Super Kings is underway at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Opting to bat first, Delhi Capitals were 63 for 2 in 7.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.